Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're taking a couple more phone calls ahead of our guest, Dr. Jason Dean, joining us in 5 minutes, but let's squeeze in a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Tito in California. Tito, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tito. So I just want to say thank you for calling him out because, you know, you want to get to the truth of things. And I was a fan of Joe Rogan. I've listened to him for a while, and especially because Alex talked about him. But after this, dude, it's just not right. I mean, he needs to confront Mark Zuckerberg, and he didn't. And, you know, it's just nonsense. I'm tired of all this type of guys that want to do truth, but they really don't. They back down. But I appreciate all you're doing, InfoWars. I appreciate all you guys. And God bless all you guys.
Thank you, Tito. And you know, let me explain something quickly if I can here, because, boy, it'll take too long. But let's just say it's the V for Vendetta analogy, and Alex kind of lives it, where it's like Alex has already just decided he's dead, and just every ounce of him is going to be committed towards fighting evil in the New World Order at any cost. But it's kind of a lesser analogy is that that's the same story on the internet. It's like I've been completely banned, so I'm already dead as far as internet censorship is concerned. So I have nothing to lose. So it's again, it's not about I'm in a competition with Joe Rogan. It's not like I'm going after Joe Rogan as a person. This is a huge story. Joe Rogan had the story and he blew it for the American people. Let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Josh, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, it was a gut punch for me, too, and I agree with everything you say, but after I got to thinking about it, the only way he was going to get Zuckerberg to incriminate himself, it's kind of like a good solicitor, man, getting you to feel comfortable and just like giving him a hand up off the mat, you know, and trying to defend himself, he just incriminates himself more. And at that time, you know, he even brought up COVID and everything else. I mean, it's like he was just opening the door and giving people some ammo, man, admitting to his crimes. You know, now everybody can use that admission and go after him. You know,
this is a fair point. This is a totally fair point from Josh. And so I don't know if Joe Rogan is consciously thinking, hey, I'm going to be the nice guy and give him a hand up so that he says things on my show that you know, will make big news. I don't know if that's what Rogan's thinking. Didn't appear that way. It looked like he was trying to help Zuckerberg along in the fluff piece, but your point is definitely taken. Him having Zuckerberg on and getting him to admit that by playing a neutral, milquetoast, lukewarm host is probably what allowed that to happen. So your point is taken. It's a fair point, Josh. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
So, just a quick one. I want to build on what the prior caller just said, actually. Would you agree that Rogan caters to a more politically diverse audience than InfoWars?
Yeah, I'd say Joe tries to remain as neutral as possible.
Yeah. I mean, and so here are my thoughts. First of all, I love you guys, but, you know, I'm going to just say that what he did was somewhat masterful because he kept both sides guard down. And again, building on what the prior caller said, he comes across completely neutral. He has no agenda. And he got three admissions, right? The feds, that he also admitted that Twitter completely censored. And then he admitted that Facebook actively suppressed. And it was material. I mean, and to me, he got through to more people on both sides of the aisle with the way he did it than had he come across as if he had an agenda.
Well, that I would disagree with you on. I don't think he got through to any liberals. I think, if anything, he further cemented the liberal ideology that censorship is good and that Zuckerberg did the right thing. But I'm willing to compromise the fact that because of Rogan's neutrality, he was able to get Zuckerberg to do the interview and admit those things. I am willing to admit that. But I don't think Rogan came into that consciously like, oh, I'm going to be the nice guy here to get him to admit that stuff. I think that just happened through osmosis. But that's a fair point.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans that are big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Our next guest is Dr. Jason Dean. For almost 20 years now, Dr. Dean and his wife have been running Palmer Natural Health, the largest nutrition and chiropractic office in the world, utilizing whole food nutrition and quantum nutrition. He's also the creator and host of BraveTV.com, where you can find so much of his coverage. And today he joins us to talk about a topic a lot of people probably want to know about. Are you wearing an iWatch? Are you wearing a smartwatch? Are you wearing a Fitbit or one of these other tools on your body to track your fitness? Well, guess what? Somebody else has access and can track that as well. So Dr. Dean joins us to break this down. If somebody out there right now listening is wearing a smartwatch, iWatch, Fitbit, what is something or what are the things they need to know that concern you, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, Owen, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. So I work with people who are on psychotropic drugs all the time and try to help them naturally to get off those things. And what happened was there was a new label that came out after they started injecting everybody with a bioweapon, which was called new onset psychosis. So I realized people are wearing these iWatches everywhere, the Fitbits everywhere, the Aura Ring, you name it. And so I actually went on. This isn't even a conspiracy. This is the World Economic Forum themselves. They put out a report called Global Governance Toolkit for Digital Mental Health and how they're going to disrupt the mental health world with technology. And so the Calm.com app, which actually connects to these as well, they're part of the World Economic Forum. Michael Acton Smith, who actually is like the CEO, founder of Calm.com, actually works with the World Economic Forum. So does Fitbit. So does the Oura Ring, the iWatch with the health app. And they're actually monitoring, but they're not only monitoring, they're listening to people's voices. And long term, what they're going to do, they actually show it in the report, is they're going to start doing computational psychiatry. They're going to do nanotechnology that attaches to your body along with these devices. And ultimately, the real long term goal on this, Owen, is they're going to get psych drugs to more people. They want them in this idea of, hey, something's wrong with you. You can't have emotions. You can't be sad. And, you know, we have all these kids on iPads, you know, phones, et cetera. They're actually delivering surveys to them where they pick out if they're sad or they're upset, if they're, you know, their friend is mean to them. This also ties to places like Amazon, Walmart, who are actually building the infrastructure behind the scenes right now, where they're going to start delivering medications and drugs to people's front door. This is the way in with socialism. As Lenin said, you know, you can get socialism in a country by doing it through healthcare. This has all been tied together, Owen, and people aren't awake to this all. They don't even know what's happening because everyone's wearing it. I'm sure you've seen people wearing it.
Well, yeah, it's obviously a very popular thing. It never really was something I fancied because I feel like I don't need technology to track my health, but some people feel they need that. I think that's kind of the break here, is that you don't need tech to monitor your health, but I can understand the advantages. But Is this something that is not fully disclosed? I mean, we can understand the World Economic Forum having some sort of agenda when it comes to this, you know, digital technology on your person at all time. But when you're buying the Fitbit or buying the iWatch, I mean, you know, you click the terms and service agreements, you never read them. Do they tell you they're sharing this information with third parties, whoever they want?
So in the details of the contract, which everyone's doing at this point, because I don't know if everybody knows, but at this point with your iPhone, because we're all using technology and we're using it now, on the iPhone, you can no longer delete an app on your iPhone. Where back in the day, you used to be able to hit an X on it. It went away. You could go back, get it from the App Store again and install it. Now you can't. It actually sits in the back of the iPhone. So when you're, you know, agreeing to the terms of service, you're agreeing that it stays on there. When your phone is turned off, there's scientific evidence. There's data behind the scenes with CIA where it openly listens to you even with the phone off. So when you get these apps, I actually downloaded the Calm.com app months ago because I wanted to see what it looked like. You can't uninstall it. It's on there. So these people with Fitbits, they actually just did a study. You can literally Google this. Like, you can go to Big Tech themselves. You can Google Fitbit and World Economic Forum. They actually did a study where they took 6 billion nights of sleep of Americans. Now, Americans, you didn't know they were taking your sleep. In the World Economic Forum, working with the Fitbit company, they took the data from your sleep and they did an entire study, and it's actually up online on the World Economic Forum website right now. So you're right, Owen. People are agreeing to all this stuff. It's in the terms of service. None of us are reading it because obviously it's legalese and we just want our technology. So people are being totally blindsided by this and they don't even know what's coming. They don't know that their kids' voices are being listened to. I mean, this goes down to the actual DNA. Abbott Labs has a product called Libra, which is actually a glucose monitoring system for diabetics. And one of the people working on those, on this, was Barack Obama's half-sister, Maya. This is total World Economic Forum. This is total deep state. This is literally total world order, Owen.
So I'm thinking about all the potentials here because it was mainstream news like 2 or 3 years ago that your Amazon Alexa or whatever Apple products you might have in your house would know if you're having sex. And it was, I guess, the sounds it was making or your heart rate or whatever. And it came out mainstream news like, oh, your smart devices are monitoring when you have sex. And so it was all this, it's all this invasion of privacy that you really don't sign on to or understand what's going on. And now you have these communist groups like the World Economic Forum just harvesting that data for whatever reason they want, I guess. But how penetrating is it? Because I learned something the other day where I got a new phone recently, but I was still transferring some of the contacts over. But so my old phone, not connected to the internet, no SIM card, totally shut down, but it was still able to receive emergency alerts. And it just made me realize your phone is never off. Your phone is actually never disconnected from the internet. It's always on and it's always connected to the internet unless you basically smash it into bits.
100%. Well, not only their phone, but now the Fitbit is never going to be off. The Oura Ring is never going to be off. The iWatch is never going to be off. And I don't know why everyone now needs to have their text sent directly to their wrist. I don't know why everyone needs the phone call going directly to their wrist. We've literally let them into our world. And this is my actual real concern. So there's been studies that show upwards of 200 million Americans. Now, not all of them have been prescribed, but up to 200 million Americans potentially on psychotropic drugs. That includes children. So when they talk about in this report computational psychiatry, what they actually mean is you're going to be on Facebook, you're going to be on all these big tech apps, and they're going to say, hey, take a survey about your mood, take a survey, or they're going to just listen to your voice and they're going to pick up your mood. You're going to get a little survey where you click, oh, well, I feel sad today. Your kids are going to be getting that because, I mean, kids are on the phone, they're on their iPad because mom and dad, you know, let that tech babysit them now. So they're going to be clicking on those things, and no longer does anybody need to actually go to a person like a good physician. You know, there's good ones out there, there's bad ones out there. You don't even have to go anymore. Now you can literally just allow World Economic Forum, you can allow the New World Order to control you and your children, and literally they will give you a diagnosis like new onset psychosis, which they actually used for people who had hallucinations after the COVID bioweapon. They will now allow you to label and diagnose yourself, and so drugs can be shipped directly to you. They've literally destroyed the actual doctor-patient relationship, and now you can just be managed by the World Economic Forum and all your devices, and they'll know exactly what to do. And this is happening all over of healthcare. I mean, Obama put in Obamacare. This allowed for all of this stuff to be injected into society, and we've allowed it in, just like you said, with Alexa, Google, everything else. They're listening to everything we do.
Well, and I'm curious if we're about to go to break, but you can comment on this on the other side of the break. You know, people think that, oh, if I don't have this Fitbit or this iWatch and this smart technology, there's no way to track my health. But that's not true. And so I want to talk about that. And because I used to get, you know, blood tests are just smart, you know, get your blood tests and make sure you're healthy. And I hadn't a couple years. And we had this thing at the office where it's like you step on the scale, it tells you your body mass index and all this stuff. And it was cool, but it was like, where is that information going? Who has that?
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always been before.
Dr. Jason Dean with us, BraveTV.com. We're getting into the smart devices and how they track and trace you with them and how the World Economic Forum uses this to build a global database of health. And so I'm curious, though, and I want to get into the COVID bioweapon you mentioned earlier, too. And by the way, quickly, to the callers that are still on the line, in the last segment of this hour, I'll squeeze in a couple more calls. So if you want to stick around, the last segment, we can take your call. But getting back to Dr. Dean, you know, one thing I noticed, and I'm curious if these smart health devices do the same thing. People have noticed that the targeted advertising on their smartphones is getting more and more intrusive, and it doesn't seem to be an anomaly. It seems to be a pattern here where you talk about something in a conversation with a friend or a family, your phone sitting on the table or in your pocket, and then the next time you open your phone, the targeted advertising in whatever app you're using, like, oh, you're talking about going on a vacation to Jamaica with some friends at the kitchen table, and you whip out your phone, you pull up Twitter, and then boom, or Facebook, and then boom, oh, look, here's a resort in Jamaica. Or you're talking about, you know, getting new baseball equipment, and then boom, you open up the app, and it's like, oh, new baseball equipment. Do these Fit smart devices have that same ability? Are they doing that too?
So one of the things, good question, because one of the things that I've noticed is obviously they're coming out with new generations of the iWatch. When they first came out with the iWatch, Fitbit, et cetera, I've never had either one, but they didn't do that at the beginning. But I do have an Aura Ring. I don't use it anymore now that I've learned this information. But they come out with a new generation. So some of them are on like third, fourth, fifth generations. As they're doing that, it is becoming its next computer. I mean, people are spending $600 plus on these iWatches. So the new ones, yes, they're having the same thing installed into that, and we're diving deeper on that research, et cetera. But your phone has been doing that forever. So, yes, that's the absolute plan, because ultimately, and I talked about those glucose monitors before, I was talking to a friend the other day about this just on the phone. And literally that night when I opened up my phone, I just checked a couple of the social media things. I was already getting ads for those things. Now, we should do the research on it. We should talk around people with the new generation of iWatch, the new generation of the Fitbit, and see if that same thing pops up. But they absolutely are pushing people over to this idea, because you can go over all social media now, and literally all of this technology wearable stuff is in all of the ads. I mean, this glucose thing is actually really big. This is kind of our latest breaking news on this thing, is that they're going to tie this to the Fitbit. They're going to tie this to the iWatch. Actually, World Economic Forum did a study, again, as well, without people knowing about this. They were tracking people's heart attacks with their iWatch through the iHealth app on there. So absolutely, what's coming is these next generations of these devices, they will also, quote unquote, not turn off, and they will be listening to your mood. I mean, again, I go back to this report because this is their Bible. It says in here that they are going to listen to your voice, and they're going to take the mood of the tone of your voice, and they're going to use that to then push data to you to take these surveys. So absolutely, that's coming.
Well, not only that, and this is like one step away from Minority Report, but also I what I see the future here is that they'll monitor your health, or they'll be claiming to monitor your health, and then they'll say, oh, you have this or you have that or you show signs of this, and they'll make you go to the hospital. And if you don't go, they'll send some goon squad to come mop you up and pick you up and force you to go. And they'll say, no, the smart device says you're sick, or the smart device says you're about to have a heart attack. We got to take you in, and you'll have no choice to do it. And, I mean, I remember, even because I don't like to do this, but I remember the couple times that I had blood work done just to, you know, check on my stuff. I'm getting older. I'm like, you know, It's like, I don't even want to go to these places to have blood work done because I'm afraid of who's going to get the information. And that's still, you know, mostly pen and paper. I mean, it goes through the process and everything. But it's like I don't want any personal information of mine out there like that. But I know it's a risk you take when you go to any office and they do any kind of work for you. But this is like you're inviting them into your house. They're there 24/7. They're going to have all the information about you, your life, where you go. I'm curious. I mean, do you see... I know that you have kids. Do young children wear the eye watchers? I mean, how young are kids wearing these things?
I haven't seen a bunch of kids wearing them. However, I see kids all the time coming in with the iPad and the actual iPhone in front of them. So it's already in there. They're definitely getting that. But I would not doubt. I mean, there was just an article the other day that the World Economic Forum themselves came out with. And they are, you can go find this right now. We just found it the other day where they're saying, hey, I think Russia Today actually ran with this, RT.com. They ran with it where they said, hey, we should start chipping kids. And they literally showed in their hand where the chip would go because already adults are getting the Tesla car chip installed in their hand so they don't have to find their keys to unlock it. And ultimately, this all goes back to the social credit score. So, one of the spies who actually helped steal the American elections, his wife actually works and studies nanotechnology and cardiovascular health at Michigan State University. So ultimately, if you don't comply and you don't hook yourself up to these things and you don't go to the hospital when they want you to, there's a social credit score coming. This is all going to be hooked up, and this is what really bothers me as a doctor, right? I still physically see people in office. I help take care of people. I help kids start trying to reverse autistic situations, you know, chronic diseases. I don't need any devices to do that. I don't even need necessarily blood tests to do that. But they're getting people to buy into the idea that you can't even be healthy if you don't have a device hooked up to Wi-Fi and the internet so that you can monitor your blood sugar because you're eating too much sugar, eating crappy food, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not taking good supplementation like you guys have. They're building them into the system, and people will be in it before they even know they decided to be in it.
Yeah, like taking advantage of the anxiety complex that they put them in with the social media and everything else. Absolutely. And, you know, we see where all of this is going. I mean, we're kind of in the opening phase of man merging with machine, merging with technology. I mean, physically uniting the two. We see the future of where it's going. A lot of us don't want to go there, but do you feel it's inevitable? I mean, is this the end of man as we know it, organic man?
Well, good question. So this is my thought. At the end of the day, technology has a place. I think we can use technology for good. Ultimately, technology is a neutral thing. Right now, the dark side has it, right? I think there's a time and place that we could use certain things like this. It could help us with certain stuff. But I think you can use it in a compromising kind of way, not compromising with the deep state and the New World Order, but use it in a way that we can benefit people through education, through videos, et cetera. But ultimately, this is what I actually feel. And this is how you restore a republic. This is how you restore the American people and our culture. Is I grew up going outside in the morning. And I wasn't allowed in till, you know, the street light went off at night, right? So, you know, nature, et cetera, all this different stuff. I believe there is a way that we can, you know, connect back to our creator, and we could use nature, but we could also use sparingly technology to where we could benefit people's lives. But at this point, when you are not even signing up for it, and they're already like, they're leading you into it without you knowing about it, at the end of the day, when you walk into a doctor's office, you have to approve being seen. And if you're not approving your medical diagnostics and your healthcare, then you are becoming a slave in the system. Ultimately, you as a patient are in control of your healthcare. You can fire or not fire your doctors, but they're bypassing the whole system.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, technology is inevitable, and we want to use it to improve our lives, but it is neutral. It can be used for good or bad. That's Dr. Dean.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's time for all of you watching and all of you listening to make a decision. It's time for me personally to get my head in the game and realize that, yes, we expose the New World Order. Yes, we expose the globalist. And so humanity has a fighting chance, but we didn't stop their Great Reset. We didn't stop the design collapse of the world economy and the world food supply. It is now inevitable that the days we're living in now, with 47% electricity price increases and Europe paying 9 times what they were for natural gas, and with tens of millions starving to death, that what we're seeing now is just the beginning. We have to get prepared. We have to get ready. And while we personally get prepared to get ready, we've got to be warning the general public so they understand that the globalists engineered the crisis we're now in on record. Now, I told you 2.5 years ago at the beginning of the lockdowns, it was designed to trigger the supply chain collapse, and now it's done it. Here's some of the headlines. This is out of Agra.
Pulse. Senators warn food crisis could worsen in 2030. UN chief warns of catastrophic catastrophe from global food shortage that they implemented. World hit by unprecedented hunger crisis. 2023 could be worse. UN. How insecurity will escalate food crisis in 2030. That's the London Guardian. Fertilizer shortages could pinch 2033 food supplies, says Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Why the food crisis might get worse before anything gets better. Supply chain to continue to be shaky in 2023. The food crisis is what happens when global chains collapse. We might need to get used to it. Yep, it's the new austerity, just like Macron just said. UN Secretary General, serious food shortage is expected in 2023. The world could run out of food by 2023, warns global study. Food collapse programs warns of looming global catastrophe, PBS. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says. Reuters, global crisis you're not hearing about. National Review. On and on and on. Now, it's not Russia and Ukraine that caused this. That just exacerbated it. It has been the Great Reset plan to cut off the resources. You will eat the bugs, you'll own nothing, and you'll like it. Now is the time to get prepared. And we have a great sponsor, PrepareToday.com, with the highest quality storable food company out there, My Patriot Supply, the biggest in the U.S., only around 14 years, but the biggest in the U.S. because of their quality and the low cost. And exclusively through PrepareToday.com, you will get 10% off on not just all the high-quality storable foods that are ready to ship, but you will also, ladies and gentlemen, get 10% off on all the other amazing top-of-the-line preparedness items and survival items that are on the store. PrepareToday.com. When you go to PrepareToday.com, it is critical to really think about where the world is today and to understand the only way to beat inflation is with things like storable food that then last in the future so you don't have that earning power that you've invested stolen from you. PrepareToday.com. And it's not just 10% off store-wide right now. Any order above $100 or $99 and some cents is free shipping, and a big part of the cost of food is free shipping, so that's a massive savings. Just free shipping from the already best durable food company at the lowest prices is an amazing deal. You add 10% off to it, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Everybody should take advantage of it, and it's only running for 1 week, only running through the end of August. PrepareToday.com.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show with our guest, Dr. Jason Dean. Dr. Dean, I want you to expand on what you call the COVID bioweapon and or the vaccines here in the last 5 minutes we have with you. Talk about your concerns with the vaccines and the man-made virus.
So it's definitely gain of function, but I'll be honest with everybody. Anybody who knows anything about viruses, immunology, et cetera, you can go back to Plum Island off of Long Island. They've been building bioweapons since the beginning of time. So even if you did have a pandemic, which this is not, this is a plandemic, you would never handle a pandemic like you did because this is not actually how nature works. So if you actually had something going across the world like this, you would handle it completely different. You would actually, you would protect obviously the lower immune people as well as maybe the elderly, but everybody else would go outside, shake hands, have fun, go to dinner, and you would actually build up natural immunity so fast everything would be over in that quote unquote 15 days to flatten the curve. But really what happens is they've been working on a depopulation agenda since the beginning of time. That's what this has always been about. It's a globalist new world order situation. And so they finally got people to buy into something to inject in themselves. And this is not like Nazi Germany where they could put people to train cars because we wouldn't have put up with that. However, they end up selling them to fear in the media, mainstream media, to get this thing injected into their systems. And as I said earlier in the segment, you know, we have people at Michigan State University, literally Chinese Communist Party cabal people who've been working on this nanotechnology that actually connects to all these devices. And you're seeing it. I mean, I'm sure you guys have shown it on the show where literally clots are building up in people's cardiovascular systems. It's the spike protein that literally the DNA tells that protein to keep building itself over and over, and it proliferates throughout the body to the point where it is no longer even, quote unquote, a virus. There's a parasitic aspect to it. So the parasitic infections, they haven't even told people about that. That's why ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work, because it's anti-parasitics and parasites are in this vaccine. This becomes an environmental toxin, Owen. So at this point, why are people still getting sick? Why are people having problems? Because they created this in such a way that it would actually start shedding off of people who got the bioweapon. And that's all it is. It's not a vaccine because, you know, vaccines are out of control anyway. You have a childhood vaccine schedule that's completely insane. But now people are actually shedding this spike protein off and it's turned into environmental toxin. So when someone says, oh, I still have COVID symptoms, it's because it's an environmental toxin that we're pushing off, and they literally just changed the entire timeline of Earth. So from now on, we're going to be dealing with these mRNA technologies that shed off of people. So I always tell people, I can't tell people not to get a vaccine or to get a vaccine. It's not within my license. However, my opinion for myself, I would never get something like this. I mean, even Dan Bongino now came out and said it was the worst regret of his life, Owen. That tells you right there. Not that he's, you know, the soothsayer of knowledge, but people are freaking out. And I think as you come into this fall, winter season, as people get the flu shots, you're unfortunately going to see a vast decrease over the next couple of years of population, because this thing is literally clogging up the tubes of the cardiovascular system and people are dropping dead of strokes and heart attacks.
Yeah, it's all over the news. And I mean, and your point about Dan Bongino, you know, he's a man of integrity and character. And so that's why he's being honest about this, because he cares about his audience. I guarantee you so many other people in media specifically probably have the same concerns that Dan has, but they're not willing to say it either because they're indirectly or directly paid for by Big Pharma, or they just don't want to admit that they were tricked or deceived about something. And I know other people too, and I'm going to try to get some of them to come on air with me too to talk about the regret. Talk about, I mean, it's such an invasion. It's such a penetration of your personal bodily autonomy, and you already had to sacrifice that, and now you find out that this vaccine is not only not safe and not effective, but 5% of the people that got it with the data we have now are having severe life-altering side effects.
Nothing like this has ever been launched on the public. I mean, even if you agree with the vaccine schedule, which I don't before this, it took 10 plus years to actually, for science behind the scenes, the Faucis of the world, to actually approve a vaccine, because you have to show that it's not going to kill everybody. So they rushed through something that's never been done in less than a year. Good or bad, Trump helped make that happen, unfortunately. And now you have people literally dropping, and they're going to wake up really quickly, because this vaccine has killed more than all the other vaccines combined in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's not even close. If you look at the VAERS charts, it's insane. I mean, I like to make sports analogies. I always make this analogy. It's like, you know, ball players in baseball are hitting, let's say, 50 home runs a year, the best home run hitters. Now they're hitting 500 in a year, 5,000 even. That's how radical the change has been. Dr. Dean, thank you so much. Folks, go to bravetv.com to get more from Dr. Jason Dean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me just say something quickly here, because I'm going to be hosting the War Room today, too. It's the Veterans Call-In Show, so I'm going to be taking all calls from veterans on the War Room today. Any veterans out there that want to get their opinion out there, voice any concerns they have, tune into the War Room today. Jay Dyer are going to take over the Alex Jones Show in 13 minutes. But some of the stuff I have, I'm going to have to cover some of this news. Folks, I got to tell you, I know you know this, but the level just keeps going up. The lies that the Democrats and this Biden White House are telling the American people are reaching new levels. And, you know, I got to be honest, it's dangerous, folks. I mean, this is dangerous. The accusations the Democrats are making that are completely fictitious and the lies that they are telling to the American people are so outrageous. I got to wonder what they're really thinking. It's, folks, we're in a real, that is a real dark, twisted thing that they're engaged in. The lies that the White House has told today, the lies that Democrats in Congress have told today about the affidavit and Trump. Because you see it, and I mean, you recognize such evil, and you are just stunned that such evil could exist because you don't resonate with that. You can't relate to that. But I got clips I'm going to play on the War Room. I mean, the lies coming from Jean-Pierre, the lies coming from Eric Swalwell, it's just stunning. It's just stunning to think this is the level of evil that we're fighting. This is the level of evil that we have to put up with. It's never before seen in this country's history. Never before seen. So I'm just stunned, man. I mean, the level of gaslighting, the level of evil, the level of propaganda. Because it angers you, but it also breaks your heart. It angers you because you don't like being lied to, but it breaks your heart to know that such lying scum is in charge and running the country and wants to be in charge of your future. Lying scumbags want to run your life. I mean, that is just, that proposal is so heartbreaking and gut-wrenching and stomach-churning, but that's where we're at. And when you know what they really got in store for you, you understand, of course they're known liars. They don't value human life. They don't value the truth. They don't value anything other than themselves and their agenda. But I'll stop waxing here, and we'll take some calls, some final calls that have been holding here. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, I totally agree with you on absolutely everything. The Joe Rogan thing, man, he gets so close to telling the truth, like it's ridiculous. I've heard him speak a couple times, and just like yesterday, man, he gets so close to it. He gets these people in the palm of his hands, and he just lets them go. He drops the ball every time. That's like the third time I've ever listened to him, and I'll never tune into him again. I listen to you guys every single day. I respect you, and you are absolutely right, man. With truth comes consequence. I repost all of your videos that I can on every single social media site. I've been banned from every single social media site 15 times or more. And this last time, man, I'm hanging about 30 foot up in the air right now. I totally agree with you on everything you said about Rogan. I don't know if you got every time I post this on social media, they ban me like instantly. It's called the Global Walkout. I don't know if you've heard of it. But you got some big names that are sponsoring it. Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Christine Anderson, and Mike Eden are all sponsoring this and launching it. And it's at reignitefreedom.com. It is a peaceful way to get what we want, I feel like. And I feel like this might be the very last peaceful thing that is tried before it turns into...
Well, you're right about that. We've got our free speech, we've got our Second Amendment, and we've got our what we believe is our election system as a means to peacefully save the country, and that's the goal here. You know, as far as the Rogan thing, you know, you dive a little bit deeper into the issue. So here's an example. Joe Rogan tells the truth about ivermectin.
Correct.
And so what happens? All of a sudden, the calls to censor Joe Rogan are out, and all of a sudden, Joe Rogan is under attack because he told the truth about ivermectin. So let's say, and I don't know this, but based off of what we saw with the Zuckerberg interview, perhaps after that experience, Joe Rogan didn't like the cost of telling the truth, that he made sure he doesn't tell such an outrageous truth anymore. He didn't like the calls for him to be censored. He was worried that that might do to his career. So, I mean, it seemed to me that he made a conscious decision. Boy, telling the truth about ivermectin, that might almost really cost me. I don't want to get censored. I don't want to get attacked. So I'm gonna back off telling the outrageous truths anymore. And so he let Zuckerberg get off with, I mean, because here's what should have happened. So Joe Rogan tells the truth about ivermectin. It goes totally viral. It becomes a top story in the world. It doesn't matter that the truth about ivermectin has been out there for years. It doesn't matter that Alex Jones said it first. Joe Rogan says it breaks the internet. So if Joe Rogan would have held Mark Zuckerberg's feet to the fire and said, wow, you just admitted that the Democrats, the FBI, and big tech colluded to rig an election, it would have been the biggest news story. It would have been headline news all over the press, all over the internet, trending everywhere, and Rogan didn't want it. He didn't want it. He didn't take it. So he either didn't want it because he's afraid of the consequences, or he didn't take it because he's committed to remaining neutral, or he was just totally asleep and tuned out when he had one of the biggest interviews up there. I don't know, but that's what happened. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Paul in California. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Owen.
Howdy.
How are you doing? You know what? I wanted to tell you months ago about this Joe Rogan thing that you already hit the nail on the head. And other people called in and said he's a gatekeeper. I disagree. The gatekeepers are maybe those folks at Spotify or somebody else back in the dark. He's not a gatekeeper. You also touched on that. That as soon as Joe Rogan went a few steps off the reservation, he got slammed for saying ivermectin. So he wheeled back and he said, oh, maybe I don't want to go there. I want to protect my $250 million nut or whatever it is. Anyway, you're right. Yeah, I'm glad you said it because I wanted to say it. It was a cuck fest. And now as far as why Joe Rogan, well, he had such an opportunity on to say, hey, Mark, why did you knock Alex Jones off of your platform at a crucial time? Why did you do that? But he didn't put his feet to the fire.
Well, look, I'm not going to say, oh, Joe Rogan needs to make this all about Alex Jones censorship.
No.
And again, this isn't even an attack on Joe Rogan. Like, what an embarrassment that interview was. I mean, what an absolute embarrassment.
Here's the reason I think. Because you can't hold some guy's feet to the fire if you're under the table playing footsie. You know, that makes any sense to
me. No, I think that's a good analogy.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that, Owen. And I know time's running short. You want to get a couple more calls in. So I will go.
All right, Paul. Thank you for that.
One thing is that at a time like this, the price of courage is high. But the price of fear down the road is much higher. I'll leave you at that.
Thank you for the call, Paul. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, one of the things that we have to remember here is that the problem we face, its greatest like attribute is also its greatest weakness. And what I mean by that is that it needs people to do its job, right? And so we can use that. And I'm not, just hear me out, I'm not schlepping for Rogan right now. I think Rogan's a cuck. But let me just say this one thing. Zuckerberg is an autistic android. And so what I perceived that Rogan was doing was he was giving him rope. And he's like, oh, really? Oh, man, you're so awesome. You're great. Oh, wow, tell us more. You're that cool. And that scrub had no idea he was being played. And so what Rogan gave us is a signed, sealed envelope, an affidavit, if you will, saying, yes, the FBI, the DOJ and continuity of government is active right now, and they are going to censor everything. Look at the redacted document that just came out today. You are not allowed to see.
Let's do this, Mike. Let me respond to the notion here, and you're not the first one to say it, that Joe Rogan basically rope-a-doped Zuckerberg into saying what he's saying. Now, whether that's true or not, let me tell you why it was a total failed. It was a total failed execution or idea on Joe Rogan's part, if that's truly the case. You already knew that the FBI, the Democrats, and Big Tech rigged the election for Joe Biden. You already knew that. I already knew that. Everyone in this audience already knew that. Most people don't know that. And because Joe Rogan didn't press that issue on the Zuckerberg interview, they're still not going to know it. So nobody new is finding out. There's no groundbreaking information in that interview that nobody didn't know. But because Joe Rogan didn't call it out directly on the air, it's not going to go viral and it's not going to be seen millions of times like it needs to be, like when he said ivermectin worked.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.